You need a wife. Hiram King stopped filing the hoof he was holding between his knees and looked at the woman waiting for her horse to be reshod. Mrs. Chapman had come into town and her horse had thrown a shoe. Instead of limping her mare back to her ranch, she came to the livery in town and asked him to fix it. Hiram owned the livery, which was also the changing station for the Overland Stage. He cared for a team of 8 horses that were changed out weekly when the stage rolled through town. He also cared for horses that belonged to the townsfolk who needed a place to board their horses, as well as for visitors that were just passing through. There weren't many of the latter.
"Excuse me?"
Hiram heard exactly what Mrs. Chapman had said. He just needed to hear her repeat it.
"I said, you need a wife."
She looked around the livery.
"You can't raise children in a barn, Mr. King."
Hiram snorted. "Doesn't your husband own a ranch?" Weston Chapman owned one of the largest ranches in the state, and he was one of the most respected ranchers. Everyone in town knew his wife, and that when Mrs. Chapman got an idea into her head, you best not disagree. The Chapmans had 8 children, and Hiram knew they were raised around cattle. That included them being in a barn.
"That's different. My children have their mother."
Hiram winced.
"My apologies, Mr. King. I didn't mean it that way. It's just that your 2 little girls are missing a woman's touch."
It was true. Since his beloved Anna had died, he did his best to keep up with what the girls needed, but his best wasn't good enough.
"They have their Aunt June."
June was Anna's sister who lived in town. Her husband was a lawyer, and they made quite a living from the number of cowboys who were arrested for disturbing the peace after a night of roughhousing at the local saloon.
"That isn't the same as their own mama. You are doing the best that you can, but I've heard rumors that your sister-in-law wants to adopt the children."
"Rumors spread faster than a wildfire on the prairie around here,"
he mumbled, and went back to filing the hoof. It was true June had been pressing Hiram to allow her to adopt the girls, but he had no intention of ever allowing that to happen. The thought of not having his 2 daughters made his heart hurt.
"That they do, but I know that your daughters would be better off with you."
Hiram finished filing the hoof and reached for several thin nails, placing them in his mouth.
"What do you suggest?"
he mumbled around the metal. Then, lifting a horseshoe, he pressed it against the hoof and removed one of the nails he was holding with his lips.
"What I said before, you need a wife."
"I don't know many women looking for a husband."
He took another nail and gently tapped it into the hoof.
"There might not be many here, but there are plenty of good women needing a man. I'd be honored to find you someone."
"I don't need anyone, but you can find someone that would make a good mama for my girls."
"Why don't you want anyone, Mr. King?"
Hiram tapped the last nail into the hoof and checked his work.
"I've been married, Mrs. Chapman. I have no intention of falling in love again. Make that clear to whoever you find."
"I think..."
"All done here. That will be 15 cents.
He placed the horse's hoof on the ground.
"Have your husband check the other hooves when you get home. They'll be fine until you get there."
Mrs. Chapman rummaged through a reticule and pulled out 2 coins.
"Thank you, Mr. King. If you don't want to fall in love with your wife, what do you want?"
She cleared her throat.
"And a mother for your daughters."